The PM's vow to listen to WA rural leaders, a basketball noise ban proposal, and Harry Styles sending Perth into a frenzy. It's Monday, the 20th of February.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty. Happy Monday.
G'day, mate. Happy Monday.
Now, let's just jump straight in with some breaking news this morning about a suspicious death.
Yeah, police are investigating this suspicious death in Perth's southern suburbs. What we know at this point is that an incident has happened on Sunningdale Circle in Coolangup in the southern suburbs, and anyone with information is asked to get in touch with Crime Stoppers. So we're expecting more information to unfold on this one today. But at this point, we just know that police are investigating a suspicious death in Perth South.
Yeah, we'll be watching that one very closely, just as we will the PM's visit. Albo is in WA for a historic cabinet meeting.
Yes, and he is going to meet more than 150 community representatives, including Indigenous leaders, as part of this flying visit to WA. Of course, that cabinet meeting is going to happen up in Port Hedland, but today he'll be visiting Kalgoorlie. But a town in the Goldfields is not happy that he's not going there, and that is the town of Laverton. You may have seen Jeff Parry's story on 7 News last night, a real opener as to what is going on in this town and the alcohol-fueled violence. I think for a lot of people in Perth, it would have been shocking to see those pictures last night on 7 News. So Peter Dutton, instead, who is also in WA, arrived in Perth last night, says he will visit Laverton. So this is becoming somewhat of a battle. He's obviously hoping to highlight the issues there. And this is all around the welfare card system that was scrapped by Labor. So people in the town of Laverton are saying, look, it was much better before when there were restrictions on what people could spend welfare money on. They say that the situation has turned there, and they want the political spotlight on what is going on.
Is that much of a consolation prize? You're hoping to get Albo,
and instead you get Peter Dutton.
It's like at the Royal Show where everyone wins a prize and you're going for one of the big teddy bears. You don't quite get there and they give you like a total piece of junk, like one of those sticky hands that the kids end up just getting stuck everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Dutton, I think Albo would get brownie points for going there for sure, especially given the publicity, and it would also nullify Peter Dutton's visit. But I think the fact we see on the front page of the West Australian today, the talk about him meeting 150 rural leaders is kind of trying to say, look, I am meeting a lot of people while I'm here anyway.
Yeah, he can't be everywhere. That's the reality, I think. It's worth trying to remember. And now let's talk basketball, because there's a fear that outdoor basketball rings could be going the way of the dodo.
Yes. So Basketball WA is really scared about this noise proposal that has come from the Department of Water and Environment Regulation. Now, you can just picture it now, can't you? They're just thinking, what are we going to do? We need a policy on something. Someone's come in and gone, oh, you know, across the road we've got a basketball court. It's so noisy. Oh, let's do a basketball noise ban proposal. So they've put together this proposal, which means all new outdoor facilities would have to be a significant distance from homes. And in some cases, we're talking about 100 metres from homes. I don't know. I think back in my day when I was a kid, it was great to have sporting facilities close by. And, you know, it encourages kids to get active and get outdoors. And, you know, there's a lot worse things that they could be doing than playing basketball. So at this point, this is a proposal, and Basketball WA is firmly against this proposal.
Yeah, it sounds like something out of Utopia, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Especially when it's come from the Department of Water and Environment. It's like, what the heck? But it's like, oh, there's a basketball court around the corner from my house, and we use it all the time. And like, sometimes I think about the houses across the street from it. But as you say, you know, like, there are much worse things kids could be doing. And we know there's an obesity epidemic at the moment in Australia. So get the kids outside and don't worry about the noise from the occasional basketball.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, if you buy a house in an area where there's a basketball court, you know the basketball court's there. How many times do you see new facilities popping up in areas that are already developed? It doesn't happen a lot, so, you know, you kind of know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And now let's talk about the bold warning that the state government has made to people considering buying a new pet. There's been a raft of scams involving beloved pooches and cats and other things.
Yeah, there's been this surge in consumer complaints, 186 complaints received about issues with new pets in the past couple of years. So Commerce Minister Sue Ellery has come out and launched this new pet buyer awareness campaign, and it promotes your rights when purchasing a pet following a spike in these complaints to consumer protection. So the main point here is that a pet is really considered, obviously, as part of the family for us, but in terms of a purchase, like any other product. And so that means you have all of these rights that people perhaps are not aware of and probably just go, oh, well, if something's wrong with the dog or the cat, then I don't have any rights. Well, that's not how the system works. So obviously, if you have an issue after the purchase or you have some questions pre-purchase, it's best to get in touch with Consumer Protection. You can just go to their website and you'll see this obviously starting to pop up, this awareness campaign around your rights when buying a pet.
Well, pet prices went through the roof during the pandemic. People were in lockdown. They wanted a little furry buddy to keep them company. Do you think the heat has come out of the pet market a little bit since then?
I think there's a little bit of that. You know, think about it, how many pet shops you used to see and puppies, you know, inside these glass cubes, basically, just waiting to be bought. You don't really see that these days, do you? Mm. And obviously, there's a much greater push to adopt those pets, you know, in shelters and the like. You know, we've already got lots of dogs and cats that are waiting to be loved and, you know, why not give those ones a home?
Yeah, well, Vladimir Putin is like that last puppy left in the pet store.
What a segue.
When it comes to, yeah, like that one, when it comes to international leaders and how many mates he's got. But he might have a mate that has got the world worried at the moment. So U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned that China is considering giving Russia weapons and ammunition for the Ukraine war. China has denied the reports that Moscow has requested military equipment. And up until now, China has supplied, like, non-lethal support in terms like medical supplies, things like that. But now the US has reason to believe that they might be thinking about delivering weapons. And if they do, it would certainly dampen US-Chinese relations, which are already deteriorated pretty severely thanks to a certain spy balloon. And interestingly enough, Blinken met with his counterpart, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, over the weekend in Munich to talk about that spy balloon debacle. It's fair to say things were pretty tense, a bit of strong rhetoric on either side. And the other thing that the US is worried at the moment is that China is helping Russia evade Western sanctions that are designed to cripple Russia's economy and bring that Ukraine conflict to an end sooner rather than later. China's been trading with Russia and in growing ways in terms of oil, gas, and coal. So, you know, pretty on brand with China, I think, but certainly if they supply weapons, it'll be an escalation of that. And now, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Matty, Harry Styles is in Perth. He's been wowing fans. We spotted him on a yacht without a shirt on, which gave everybody a bit of a thrill.
Yes, he's been there. He's also done a sound check at HBF Park ahead of his big show tonight. There were some fans there taking video through the gates at HBF Park, and he was goofing around on stage. But outside, it's serious business, and that's because people are not allowed to line up until 8 a.m. So 8 o'clock this morning, then people can line up and go through the gates, and that's all part of, you know, preserving the serenity of the area for people who live there. No basketball courts there, but there is Harry Styles coming. You know, the former One Direction singer now has a Grammy to his name. He's a massive star and a huge coup for Perth for him to be here. So I think, you know, fans are in for one hell of a show tonight, and there'll be a fair few Harrys trying to spot their idol today around Perth, I think.
Are you going tonight?
I'm not going, but I would totally go. I would go.
It's
not your thing?
Nah, not my thing.
Look,
I've got nothing against him.
I think he's got some great songs. Do you know what? When my Vance was little, I used to play him. He wanted me to play Watermelon Sugar over and over and over to go to sleep. He was only really little. And then yesterday he was singing Watermelon Sugar. And I was like, oh, you know, wow. Dad used to play that song to you to try to help you go to sleep. You know what he said to me? Why would you play a dancing song like that to get me to sleep? And I thought, well, you do have a point there. So that could have explained why it was the number one song in my Spotify playlist that year, because it was like a broken record. Sport.
And Australia has blown their chance to level the four-test series against India following a stunning batting collapse in their six-wicket loss in Delhi over the weekend. Australia began day three in a promising position, holding a 62-run lead with 9 wickets in hand in their second innings. But the wheels fell off in the first over of the day. Opener Travis Head out for 43, which left Australia at 2 for 65. And then the wheels really did come off. The tourists lost their next 8 wickets for just 48 runs to be all out for 113 in their second dig. Player of the match, Ravi Jadeja, did much of the damage with the ball for India, claiming the superb figures of 742. And fellow spinner Ravichandran Ashwin took 3 for 59. It left India chasing 115 for victory, and they reached it with only the loss of 4 wickets. So that means another series goes to the Indians. And it's been a long time now since we've won it over there.
Yeah, they retained the trophy. So, yeah, some soul searching for the Aussies.
The Wild West.
And now, how well do you know the US pop artist Jeff Koons?
Oh, tell me more.
So you would have seen his work, because you go to Uniqlo, it's on some of their T-shirts. He does those. They look like balloon dogs, but they're solid. Do you know those ones?
Yeah, I know the ones.
That's kind of like his iconic work, and he's done giant ones, he's done tiny ones. He's done about 800 of them, I think 799 in fact. Well, now there's only 798 after one of them has been smashed in Miami.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it was at this VIP, the VIP only opening night of an art festival that's held annually in Miami in Florida, and a woman, an art collector, has poked one of his balloon dogs with her finger, because they look so realistic. They look like it's a balloon. And so she's obviously poked it to see what it felt
had
like.
Had a few too many champagnes.
Quite possibly, and has knocked it off its pedestal, smashing it on the ground.
Oh, no.
It was worth $42,000. Yep, and she said she was very, very sorry and just wanted to disappear. probably about the same time as the artwork was being swept into a dustpan in the background.
Oh no! Did she have to pay for it, or what's the deal?
No, lucky for her, it was insured.
Oh. Insured against stupidity,
exactly. And here's an interesting one for you. And so I know we're both pretty active on Instagram. You may be a little bit more than me, but I don't know if you've heard this. Meta has announced that it's going to follow in the footsteps of Elon Musk and Twitter, and they're going to introduce a paid subscription model for their verification, for their blue ticks or blue badges on Instagram and Facebook, and it's going to be available in Australia and New Zealand first. It's going to be called Meta Verified. It'll cost $11.99 a month on the websites, or $14.99 if you just access those platforms via iPhone apps. And so Twitter copped a lot of stick for introducing paid for verification last November, because people started impersonating big brands and celebrities. We spoke about it on The West Live. But it's interesting that other big tech companies looked at what Elon Musk was doing, and far from laughing at him, I think they've taken a leaf out of his book. But the difference is, Meta said that to pay for a verification, you'll have to provide a government-supplied ID document that matches the picture on your profile to be granted verification. So there's going to be some checks and balances to make sure that disaster that happened at Twitter is not going to happen again. But, you'd probably say there's a pretty good chance that it will.
Yeah, I just wish they weren't making money out of this and you could just be yourself and that was it. But, I mean, if you get a driver's license, you have to pay for that, and that's proving your identity. So, yeah.
Exactly. It'd be interesting to see who pays for it. $12 a month is, not chump change.
No.
And that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, February 20. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Matty.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.